We trying to behave ourselves on the story? Well, y'all know what we thinking right now.
I'm ready for the night. I got a little extra energy. I don't know what might come out of my mouth tonight.
As you can is, tell them to go sit their bad asses down so we're grown folks in here talking.
TGIF.
Everybody, it's your girl Claudia Jordan. It's Friday and I'm back with a brand new episode of TGIF. Like always, we're here to spill the tea and break down some of the biggest headlines in the news and in social media. So sit back, relax, grab you something to drink, and get ready for this hot tea. Please welcome my co-host, brand strategist Al Reynolds. Hey Al.
Hey, what's up, Claudia?
Okay, you in a different location tonight. I see you.
Yeah, I am in Charlottesville, Virginia, at the University of Virginia's Black Alumni Weekend, baby. Hey. You know, I went to University of Virginia undergrad. I was in the School of Architecture. So we're all of the Black alumni are celebrating this weekend. So we're pretty excited. I'm pretty excited.
Charlottesville, huh?
Yes.
Ooh, okay, be careful, Al.
Huh?
So be careful out there.
Oh, yeah. This is where
white supremacists.
The white supremacists happen. And that's a whole nother story that we can talk about. But, you know, just, you know, it's a great school.
Well, congrats. Your school's national champ, right?
Well, we were the national champions in basketball in 2019. We did not win this year. Obviously, we got eliminated earlier. But all around, you know, the school is known. We're a tier one school, top 10%, but we're known for academics and athletics. We're the number one school for academics and athletics ahead of Harvard.
All right. Well, congrats for that. And shout out to your school. And please welcome multimedia personality, Funky Dineva. What's up, Q?
Hey.
What's going on with you? Are you sipping on anything tonight? Are you still clean?
Water. I mean, I did go out last night for dinner and I did, you know, have some cocktails at dinner or whatever, but I'm doing pretty good with my reduction of alcohol.
Al, are you drinking?
Oh, absolutely. After Wednesday's show, I got a little bit of cognac. I got a little bit of wine. I got water.
Who are you telling? I was trying to do it without alcohol, but I was like, I ain't gonna be able to do it without it today.
I ain't gonna be able to do it today. Y'all doing too much around here at Foxhole. So I'm prepared for whichever way this goes tonight. I got wine, I got water, I got bourbon. But
well, good. Well, after tonight we're on vacation and I'm looking forward to that. So definitely we'll be off and I'm sure they'll be playing best of, but super excited to get to celebrate my birthday next week. So
aren't you coming to Miami?
Yep. I'll be there on Wednesday. My birthday's on Tuesday though. So 49 years old. Goddamn.
49 young. That's young, baby.
You wear it well, baby.
I'm trying. I am trying. I'm fighting it. I had Botox done today. I thought of you, Al. I was about to get my lips done. Should I do it? Should I shoot the lips up? I don't know.
Absolutely.
Claudia, they say if you get it before you need it, nobody will ever know you got it. So yeah. I think now will probably be the time to start playing with the needle if you're going to do it.
I am, and I will. I'm going to fight this aging every step of the way. All right, y'all, let's get to the hot topics. The fans are ready, and they're waiting for it. Of course, we have a Will Smith update on the saga. Will Smith will not be able to attend the Oscars for another 10 years as a repercussion for slapping Chris Rock on stage. The board released a statement that reads, "The board has decided for a period of 10 years, Mr. Smith shall not be permitted to attend any Academy events or programs in person or virtually. We also hope this can begin a time of healing and restoration for all involved and impacted." Fellas, what do you think about this update? Fair or not?
It's definitely fair. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of where you are on if he should have did it or if he not should have did it, that's outside of that. You can't walk on the stage on a live televised program and assault somebody. So I definitely think it's fair. It just creates an interesting dynamic for me, Claudia, because what happens, let's just say, next Oscar season if, you know, he does a movie that gets nominated for an Oscar? I'm sure Al's going to have all the details. Is he eligible to receive an Oscar? Like how is that going to work?
I heard he can send someone to take his place, but he just can't accept it. Al, what do you know about this? Anything?
Well, you know, the Academy is being tight-lipped about whether he can be nominated, but people close to the Academy and members of that board says that he actually can still be nominated and he can still win. He just can't attend the award, which I'm pretty excited about that because he's doing that movie Emancipation about that free that slave that went north with Antoine Fuqua, which is $100 million film that Apple supported. So this is a good thing to know that he will still be able to be nominated. I think the unfortunate thing here is that it's at this cost.
It's more embarrassing that he's disciplined to not be able to go. Cause what are the odds that he get to anyways? Like they don't really give him away to our community like that as much, do they?
And to your point, Claudia, they gonna punish him silently anyway. Even if his movie get nominated, they ain't gonna give it to him. They're not gonna give it to him because it's still, at the very end of the day, if I got the Oscar, but I was able to bypass him and sit through that boring ass 4-hour program, it's a win. You know what I'm saying? They ain't gonna give him a win.
It's I'd like to know what the repercussions were to Harvey and to the other sex offenders that have had Oscars. I don't believe anyone had them taken away, or I don't think anyone's had them taken away, but any of the repercussions to other more offensive offenders.
Mm-hmm.
But not to make excuses, because that slap, hey, that's still assault. And there's no
And again, to Chloe, I kind of think that's a false equivalency because although what Weinstein was doing was deplorable, that was in his private life. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't on the stage and up in them people building.
In front of billions.
I agree. It was assault during a live show in front of millions of people.
Right.
All right, congratulations to Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson on becoming the first Black woman to sit on the Supreme Court. Did y'all see how all those white male Republicans walked out in disgust when she was confirmed, especially Tim Scott, the one Black senator that voted no on her? What do y'all think about this? And what do you think about this historic event? Al, what do you think?
Who cares? Get you moving. I don't care that they walked out. All I care is that this qualified, intelligent, professional woman, African-American, got nominated and is now the first Black female Supreme Justice. What a freaking time to be an American, in my opinion. Do you remember Charlotte Ray? She was the first known Black female lawyer back in the 1800s. She graduated from Howard and passed the D.C. bar. How proud would she be now? How proud would Jane Boland, the first African-American a judge ever in the United States, how proud would they be to see this particular day right here? Man, I'm going to tell you, a lot of rumbling has been going on around the Biden administration and how effective this administration has been and what they're doing for the African-American community. But I will tell you this, Biden has not turned his back on his word. He has put more people of color, especially Black women, in powerful and influential positions more than any other president in the history of the United States of America.
I agree with you. And, of course, the people on the internet are like, oh, he's a racist. He's worse than Trump. He's this, he's that. And I just hate how easily swayed we are by headlines without reading the story. And, you know, like that crack pipe story that went around that, oh, the Biden administration is providing crack pipes. It went all the way around the world. Nobody even cared to bother to look into it. It wasn't true. Q, what do you think about this?
You know, what a glorious time to be a Black woman. I mean, we've got a Black woman Supreme Court justice. We've got a Black woman vice president. From our Nissan Black History Moment, we got a Black woman going to the moon. Like, right. Black women are really doing it right now. I'm super proud for Ms. Ketanji. Shame on those other Congress members or Senate members for walking out for poor sportsmanship. Just, you know, if the Democrats were to ever do that, Fox, the news would have a field day with them calling them all types of names. You see the scrutiny Obama got for simply wearing a beige doggone suit, but yet y'all find it professional to walk out of the building. Who cares? Who cares? And I don't even want to hijack her moment and make it about Tim Scott. Tim Scott with them big gums. I'm going to tell you, it's two people in life you don't trust. A person with big gums and a person with black gums. Okay? You cannot trust they behind. And I want to leave y'all with a quote from Al Sharpton. He said, just because you color them, just because you my color, don't mean you my kind. And that's what Tim Scott is. I do not consider Tim Scott to be a black man. I could care less than a hell about Tim Scott. I would never march for him. If the police was to brutalize his ass, I would not BLM for him. I would go on about my merry way.
I'm seeing the chat. Someone said about Joe Biden. Okay, Virtuous 21 says student loans, Joe, student loans. Kamala Harris came out and said Joe Biden would be more than willing to sign the bill, but it has to go through Congress to forgive $10,000 for everyone's the first $10,000 everyone's school loans. Y'all gotta understand how Congress works and how the law, the system works. He can't just be like, hey guys, everyone is debt free. Like, it has to go through a process. And a lot of times, listen, I'm not just blanketly approving everything that Joe Biden does or has done, but you do have to have a little bit of understanding of how our system works and the government works. And we got to stop being so ignorant and so emotional about things. And I just want to say to the people that want to come for Ketanji and, you know, the criticism, like, again, when it's with us, there's all the smoke for every little detail. Oh, she's got a white husband. Oh, she's got this. Oh, she's got that. Can we just please celebrate the moment?
Right.
Can we celebrate the moment when I'm emotional today anyways. I've already had tears dropping today. When her daughter was looking over at her so proud of her black mother going through the process and being confirmed. Can we celebrate that moment without saying, yeah, but, who, I don't give a damn who she's married to. She's married to a man that loves her. You know what I mean? And can we stop like disqualifying our accomplishments when we get them? It's hard enough being black in America. And it's really hard being a black woman. You got to be three times good for a quarter of the pay. Usually this woman is more qualified than every single sitting judge on the bench and got all that disrespect. And she still stayed graceful. Mm. Like, can we celebrate that without your button? And like, seriously, black people, we got to wrap our arms around this woman.
And you know what, Claudia, I want to point out one other thing. Big ups to Miami. Ketanji Brown is from Miami, Florida. She is a product of Miami-Dade County Public Schools. She went to Palmetto High, which is an area that's not too far from the area which I grew up in. And I'm going to tell y'all why Ketanji gets an extra kudos from me in terms of being graceful. Because you see how ghetto me and Dr. Heavenly can be, okay? And Ketanji is basically from the same doggone area. So trust and believe, mama got it in her, okay? She got it in her to read down and get it straight. But she still handled herself with style and grace. But shouts out to Miami, Miami-Dade County Public Schools. So this is a victory for us. So y'all can stop ripping Florida, all right, and try to read us all the time because we got Ketanji Brown. Thank you much.
Miami got Ketanji Brown, not Florida. Let's be very clear.
I'll take it.
Okay, and people in the chat, they're going in, Kamala, mixed race, stop it. Kamala isn't black. Can we stop that too? Can we stop that too? Because the white man sees Kamala as a very black woman.
That's a very black
woman. It's very frustrating that we are the ones that divide ourselves so much. Oh, but our purity test with blackness. You know, when you're being discriminated against by a white person, they don't say, oh, you're a quarter black. Let me be 75% nicer to you. It doesn't happen. So please stop. She still has to deal with the nonsense. Is she full black? No. A lot of us ain't. But we still live the black experience. And I'm just sick of us disqualifying us with this stupid ass purity test that we do. You ain't black, you can't speak on. I see it about myself all the time. Mm-hmm. Would you like me to be a Stacey Dash type of black where I say I'm not black? You know what I mean? Like, come on, y'all. Let's stop with the nonsense. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. I want to refill my glass. Me and Al gonna refill our glass.
Right.
You know, funky on the water tip tonight, but we're gonna fill our glasses up and we'll be back with lots of more tea on TJF right after this. Hey guys, welcome back to TGF. All right, let's get back into the topics. Coachella organizers are really going through it. Kanye left over $8 million on the table after dropping out of Coachella weeks before the festival was going to start. Event organizers reached out to The Weeknd as a replacement, but they offered him less money than they offered Kanye. According to Page Six, the Weeknd threatened to throw up deuces to the event organizers if they did not pay him the same fee offered to Kanye, including a $500,000 production fee. At the last minute, organizers had to cave in because they had to, and they agreed to pay Weeknd the money he asked for. Can you blame the Weeknd for standing his ground? And do y'all think the Weeknd should get paid the same as Kanye? Let's start with you, Q.
So you know what? When I read this story, I was definitely on the fence about it, right? Okay, so let's just pretend like it was never about him replacing Kanye. If we were just sitting at the boardroom and we say, we're going to hire the Weeknd for Coachella, you know, this is what we would be willing to pay him, and it probably would be less than what you would pay a Kanye. However, after you've already earmarked $8.5 million for something, and it gets out to the world that that's what you were going to pay for that slot, and now I'm being expected to step into that slot, then most definitely I want the money that was allocated for that slot. But all things constant, independent of the Kanye thing, I don't think the Weeknd would have been booked for 8.5. But yes, he should get it at this point.
I mean, if you're a rush job and you're filling a void, you have that leverage. What are you going to do? Al, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with both of you. But you know what? Let's think about it. It's not like he's washed up. He does have the biggest hit of all times, according to Billboard. Blinding Light was number one for 4 weeks, right? And it broke the record for the longest run in the top five than any other song ever.
How'd that go?
It's not like he's, you know, some substandard talent or whatever. I just think, you know, when you think of Kanye, he has clothes, he's got drama, he's divorcing the Kardashians. I just think he's probably a little bit more amusing. But when it comes to talent, he clearly is doing better on the charts than Kanye is doing. And heck yeah, if I had to fill a void and be asked to come present, to perform at such a last minute, I need to be sure that I'm compensated fairly.
But are y'all fans of the Weeknd? Like, are you guys?
I was just gonna ask, can either of you give me a few lines of the chorus to that song? I'm not a big fan of his music. It makes me want to slit my wrist. I call it depression music, but apparently a lot of somebody's like it.
His first album, like with his first hits when they started coming up, when I lived in LA, someone would play this for me off the YouTube channel. And when he was more underground, it was very sexy. And when he got more mainstream, it was really not my cup of tea, but a lot of people feel it's, you know,
right.
You know?
Well, Don FM, it debuted at number two.
What song?
And then the project Don FM, it debuted at number two. And then the project before that, he did sell 10 million copies.
I think Funky was trying to ask you how that song goes.
The song you said that was number one on Billboard, do you know it? I'm not familiar. I mean, I know the I Can't Feel My Face song, but I don't know.
Blinding Lights. Blinding Light, I'm the worst at singing stuff, so
I'm tone deaf.
I couldn't
even. I'm not asking you to sing his Eyes on the Sparrow down to the church. Give me the melody. I'll look it up, Al. Never mind.
Needless to say, the Weeknd definitely came up off of the situation. I don't think 8 million.
Yeah, and see, this is why. How do these people's salaries and stuff be getting publicized to the public anyway? Like, how does it happen?
Oh, because, you know, nosy people who work in the camp spill the beans. People pay for that information. Let me tell you, the best thing about this story, though, was we found out in this story that Kanye is seeking help. He has decided to step out of the limelight, stop being a jerk, and regroup himself. So when I read this story, even though I this Weeknd thing is a whole different thing. If you can get that money from them, if you can twist your arm to give them to give you $4 million more dollars than what they offered you, good for you, the Weeknd. But the thing that I liked about this story most was that we found out that Kanye has gone away to get help. And I want to salute that brother because I felt like he was in a downward spiral that wasn't leading to anything positive, especially after he made that video about Pete Davidson. So thumbs up to Kanye. He's decided to take a step off of the stage, a step off of media, and he also is taking time to get his life back together.
I'm so glad we have a Kanye break, even if it's just for a couple of weeks. Like, right. I was talking about it. I was like, yo, guys. But we can't avoid stories that are trending, and people think that we're coming for these people, and we're not. And we do positive stories here too, as well.
Yeah. You know, one other thing that I want to point out, just a life lesson in all of this, guys, about working for free. Like, sometimes it is important and beneficial to you to work for free to get your foot in the door. And I'm just thinking back to the COVID Super Bowl performance that The Weeknd did. He actually paid a lot of money to do that performance. But you cannot tell me that him doing that Super Bowl audience was not a factor in people saying, you know what, he can headline Coachella. So it paid off.
Hey, right. Someone in the chat said that Jason Lee, who, you know, Fox Soul's very own Jason Lee, who's now Kanye West's
media manager,
publicist, I guess. He said that it's a lie. Kanye is not seeking help. So I guess we're gonna have to get to the bottom of that and see if he is or he isn't. He should. I'm just happy to not see him on my timeline every day. I was Kanye'd out every single day. Was like, and before he used to hardly ever post. All right. Speaking of oversharing, August Alsina released a new song called Shake the World, and fans took notice of the fact that he is singing about the entanglement incident with Jada Pinkett Smith. I'm so sick of this too. After the release of the song, August took to Twitter to give fans more insight into his life. He revealed that he's been withholding from having sex. Alsina also tweeted, "I ain't having sex. I got to keep harnessing my energy and life force to continue summoning energy for all the spells that have been casted." Oh, I'm so sick of them, him and them, Jada and the kids. They're so weird. What are your thoughts on August Alsina, who I heard has damaged many a cervix, choosing to become celibate?
You want to know what's funny? That he used the word "all the spells that have been cast." I don't believe in witchcraft, but as of lately, I've really been thinking that Jada Pinkett is a witch. And it was really when that other clip came out after Will slapped him and she was just sitting there so poised, and she was quite as kept, she was dressed like a witch from the witch trials. She was. Here's what I want to say. When y'all step out on y'all husbands, and when y'all step out on y'all ladies, make sure y'all step out with somebody that's grown and mature, because I can assure you that Jada and Will both just don't appreciate the, number one, him outing the whole situation. Number two, now making videos and songs and stuff about what has now appeared to be one of their most embarrassing moments and probably one of the biggest mistakes they've ever made in their marriage. I wish that August would conduct himself a little more grown and just, you know, keep some stuff close to the vest and stop this, because it definitely is embarrassing. I know Jada has got to be embarrassed. And I just want all of this to go away just like everybody else.
Isn't this what everyone does now? They get a little bit of attention for something and they double down. Like, people don't back up off the gas. They're like, oh, I'm trending. I'm getting more views than I've ever gotten. I'm getting attention. So now they're talking about, there's rumors about a book, there's rumors about songs. And that's kind of like how our society is not what it used to be. There is no shame anymore. And even being a side dude or side girl is celebrated now. Al, what do you think about this?
Listen, I don't know if it's the cocktails talking or not, but I'm here for this mess. I am here for August Alsina. It's like, let me go on and join the chat too. He's like, okay, I'm part of the cause of the problem. I stirred this whole pot up. I probably helped cause that slap, if you really want to be honest about it. Shake the World is what Will Smith did, and that's the name of his song. When he slapped Chris Rock, he shook the world. But listen, Ray J did it when he said, "I hit it first," when he did the song about Kim Kardashian. Why not August Alsina taking this moment to capitalize on it? I'm sure the people on his label are like, listen, man, I feel like there's some money to be made here. You could sell some records. We can't argue that the young man's not talented. We can't argue that the young man's not attractive. We can argue whether you think his career has been lackluster or not. So he needs anything that he could take to help lift sales to stay, you know, relevant. It's just sad that he's playing on the back of a Hollywood couple that for so long we loved and admired and uplifted and used as an example of Black royalty in our community. So, you know, I'm not mad at August Alsina for doing this. I'm just saying, make it better than that song you did with Rick Ross called Entanglement. That one was whack. Make this song like upbeat, like Ray J did. Make it, you know, what's it, you know, like when it has like, you know, a little channel. Yeah, like a little something to it. Like I hit it first. That was like a spoof kind of, but it was still upbeat. It was fun. And we listened to it. That's all I got to say for August. But I'm here for him being messy.
I know Jada's like, damn, of all the side dudes I could have picked, I picked a young boy.
This is what happened when you pick up young boys. And you know what bothers me the most, Claudia? To be honest with you, I think her and August really did have something beautiful and special. And I just think
it's, wow.
I don't know why I'm picturing her and August in that Jason's lyric scene when they was laying in the flowers, just hunching. And
boy, get out of here.
But I know. I think they did share something special and share. And I think that this is kind of disrespectful to the moment that they had.
He was the best friend of her son. He's damn near 21. What?
And that's more the reason why it was special. I stepped out on my husband and crossed all boundaries, hunching my kid's friend. It had to be something there.
Okay, and look where it has led you and your family.
I think Jada
is a size queen. Ooh. We done all heard the reports about August Alsina breaking that one girl's cervix. I think she's a size queen. A lot of those little boys, they be liking it, allegedly. And she wanted to see what was good. Come on, you're a 40-something-year-old woman messing with a 23-year-old. It's all about D.
Oh.
It's about D.
Oh no, I told you she had a rejuvenation. Maybe she wanted to try out her 18-year-old poom poom on, you know, a 23-year-old man.
Did y'all see the video that came out today? They showed some footage of Jada and Will where Jada just put the camera in his face and he was
I saw that. That made me sad.
Can you ask before you film me?
That was sad.
I didn't see that.
I was sad.
I felt bad for Will. And I'm not saying Will's an angel because I'm not dumb enough to think that Will has never done anything as well. I'm assuming they probably both have done their thing. But it looked really sad. Like she was kind of like, okay, y'all gonna think I hate Jada. I don't. But it seemed like she was kind of like running that shit. You know what I mean? Like she was just kind of like a little bit narcissistic, abusive, a little bit. I felt bad for him. I don't know, I just felt bad for
him. I just don't understand why they won't go disappear. Just go chill for y'all. Get off social media, put Red Table on hiatus.
Right.
Y'all obviously need some type of counseling. You know what I'm saying? Joint and individual. Take a year off and chill. You won the highest award you can in your career, and y'all got more money than y'all will ever know what to do with. There will be nothing wrong with going on a year-long hiatus.
We went from hearing nothing about them to everything, just like Kanye West. Kanye was silent on all social media, then gave us too much, and it becomes overkill. You know what I mean? Like, you got to ease into it. We got too much too fast, and now we're sick of all y'all Negroes. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back with more TGIF. Going to fill your cups up. We'll be back with more after the break. Welcome back to TGIF and happy Friday. All right, y'all, the three-week rule may be the best financial advice ever. Now, what's the three-week rule? Wait 3 weeks to buy that new car, wait 3 weeks to refi your home mortgage, and wait 3 weeks to finance any major purchase. Now, why 3 weeks? Because that's how fast the average score master user takes to boost his or her credit score by an average of 61 points. Now, listen. 61 points added to your credit score can save you tens of thousands of dollars on everything we finance. ScoreMaster technology was developed by a credit data scientist to boost your credit score higher and faster than you thought possible. ScoreMaster is so easy. It takes about a minute to get started, and you don't have to wait months for your best credit score. Try ScoreMaster for free and see how many points you can add to your credit score. Now go to scoremaster.com/T. That's scoremaster.com/T. Once again, my peoples, scoremaster.com/T. I'm a customer. It works for me. My credit's gone up about 68 points, and I love it. All right, y'all, taking a quick break. We'll be back with more tea and back to all the hot topics when we return. Welcome back to TGIF and to people in the chat. I can't do my eyelashes. I'm sorry. And they're going to probably be messed up almost every show unless I get the extension. It just is what it is at this point. Love me for my flaws, my good, my bad, my ugly. I'm always going to have jacked up eyelashes. It just is what it is. Okay. Now that we got that out of the way, Deion Sanders has had enough of his football plays leaving their booty paper on toilets. Take a look at this.
This pisses me off. I'm sad of this. I know this is funny, but when you go pee and somebody leave their booty paper on the toilet, I got a problem with that.
Okay, fellas, what are your thoughts on his lesson? Have you two ever left booty paper on a toilet?
You know what? No, I don't. And this is funny because there's a you know, I love having weird bar conversations. And this is a conversation I always have with friends. No matter what public restroom you go to, right, it starts out clean. I'm always curious to know who is the one nasty bastard that sets it off. Like, who is the one nasty person that walks into the clean bathroom and then just pees all over the seat and put their booty paper? And then at that point, yes, everybody else follows suit, because I'm not coming into the bathroom touching your booty paper. So I'm probably just going to add my paper or do whatever I need to do. And I notice, especially in men's restrooms, when it's pee already all over the toilet and all on the floor, it just seems as if everybody just comes in and follows suit and just pees everywhere. So I'm just always curious to know who is that one nasty bastard who set off the dirtiness in the bathroom.
Booty paper?
You know, I call it toilet seat cover, but I understand. But I got to tell you, this is why we love Deion Sanders. He is likable. He is funny. He's always in the mode of teaching these young men how to be better men. He's stern. I think there could not be a better person taking this leadership for this football team and teaching these young men how to be men, even when it comes to the booty paper. But I'm like Q on this one. I think this younger generation, they just are cut different. And anybody under 30, we should probably throw away. Because when you saw that bathroom picture, not only was there booty paper on the toilet, but there was also just toilet paper around the toilet. Like, who does that? And it's so funny because I had this conversation with my brother. My nephew, who is a senior in high school, is 18, right? Or 17 or 18. And he is so lazy, y'all, that he won't go out of his room to use the bathroom, like to urinate. Instead, he will do it in the trash can just so that he can get back into bed. That just does not make any sense to me. I promise you.
But I have an uncle that my cousin went up in his room and looked under the bed, and there was hundreds of water bottles filled with pee because he was too lazy to go to the bathroom. Humans are disgusting. Okay. And I don't know how some people are brought up like this, but we got to fix it, y'all. This is disgusting. What are y'all doing? Right?
Right.
It's like, you ever watch those episodes of Hoarders, and they go in and the people be having pee and water bottles and bleach bottles, and they be doodle pampers all over the house, and it'd be the acid from the pee don't ate through the foundation of the house and all that type of stuff. It's just necessary. And see, here's the other thing. Some of y'all just ain't raised right, because you put the paper on the seat, obviously, because you had the boo-boo. Why, when you got up and flushed the toilet, you just didn't flush the paper in the toilet with it? Like, it's almost like you don't want to touch your own stuff. What make you think somebody else want to touch it?
Didn't you say on this show one time before that men don't wipe?
Straight. He said straight men
don't wipe their booty good.
Mm-hmm. I'm just tired of all humans at this point. Like, aliens, alien people. Come get me. I'll volunteer. I'm sick of Earth. I'm sick of humans. I'm sick of people. I'm tired of all y'all.
What's the worst? Porta potties are the worst, baby. Have you ever gone into a porta potty at a fairground or at a game or something? You be in there trying to hold your breath and pee at the same time. Right. You're trying to wipe and wash your hands before you faint from lack of oxygen because they be so stinky nasty.
Speaking of nasty, it looks like 50 Cent is still on the hunt for his money from Tierra Marie. According to court documents obtained by Radar Online, he hired private investigators to find Tierra, who owes him $50,000. 50 Cent is requesting for the judge to have Tierra appear in court to show proof of her finances. Now, do you think 50 Cent should just let it go? Or should he offer, people online are saying he should offer Tierra a role on one of his shows so she can work her debt off? What do y'all think about this? Is that a good plan?
Absolutely not, because he'd be helping her. Why you want to help somebody you don't like? You know what I'm saying? He don't like this girl. Some people could consider it trolling, and a lot of people are like, he should just let it go, especially considering the fact that he's a man and she's a woman. But if the shoe was on the other foot, y'all would be sicking the dogs on 50 Cent. The reality of the situation is she owes the money. She owes the money. The court says she owed the money. And so he deserves to get paid regardless of how much money he has. And it's just so funny because he's spending more money and time and resources trying to attract this girl down to collect the money and embarrass her. But it's just the principle for him. And you know what? It would be in her best interest to just go ahead and pay the money to make this go away, because 50 has unlimited resources. So he's going to keep making your life hell, keep embarrassing you, and keep making you look like a broke bum until you figure this out. She need to go down to the courts. Listen, my wages have been garnished before, okay? The people will work, the people will work with you. They're not going to take all your money. They'll leave you with enough to pay your rent. Go on down there to the courthouse. Go see Miss Mary down to the clerk office in room 145 and sign that dog and start and get on the payment plan with that man before they suspend your license the way they do when men don't pay their child support.
A lot of people are afraid to like call the IRS. Like they think, oh, I'm scared of those alphabet people. But if you call them, I've been there before. They just want to hear from you. You can set it up where you can pay $50 a month forever as long as they know you're calling them. I wonder if she could just set up something. I would give him like $50 a month. That's what I would, pick. Al, what do you think about this?
Yo, you know, we know 50 Cent don't need the money, right? So I'm curious, Funky, you've worked with that Love and Hip Hop crew. Does she have $50,000? Is she making $50,000 over there on Love and Hip Hop? Is she still on Love and Hip Hop?
So like, Love and Hip Hop LA is no longer.
Okay, she's off there. And
I don't know what additional income that Tierra has outside of that show. I would imagine that she's probably living a pretty modest life, because when we met her on Love & Hip Hop, she was roommates with Hazel E, and she was getting around on Uber. She ain't had no car. She also ain't had no daddy around when she was growing up. That's why she wound up don't give up. That's what she said. But I will say this. She has made enough money when she was working to pay that
she could pay right. down.
I mean, hell, right. they wear $50,000 worth of clothes right. filming.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
No, you know.
And addition to that, and I didn't mean to cut you off. In addition to that, being a celebrity and being a TV personality, the way we make our money going in and out of the club, getting 4,000 here, 5,000 there, she don't came across enough.
She can pay something. You know what? This is my thing then, Claudia, if that's the case. I'm just going to be flat out honest. This 50 Cent carrying this on and on and on has me questioning Tierra. I mean, now I'm questioning her business acumen. I'm questioning her truthfulness. I'm questioning her just like as if it's a credit score, like he's the debtor and he's not getting the money. So he's bringing her credit score down. He's bringing her credibility down very low every time he goes live with this and announces it to the millions of people, including the media, where there's millions and millions of people are hearing nothing but negative things about a woman who is avoiding a court order to pay her debt. I really feel like she should reclaim this narrative and start to make a payment. We've said this before, because right now, I don't know that I would be interested in ever working with her. I wouldn't be able to trust her.
Unpopular opinion. Y'all can drag me if you want to. I'm fucking used. I'm used to it. I get how she feels. He shared a screenshot of her sex tape. So you kind of feel like, I'm not paying you. I understand the mentality as a woman that someone would feel, someone extremely popular with millions of followers that's extremely influential shared a screenshot of my sex tape and kind of was in cahoots with my ex. I wouldn't pay it either, honestly. I get it's not maybe the smartest move business-wise, but I understand how that would feel as she probably feels victimized in her, you know what I mean? And then, yes, he didn't put the tape out, but he shared it. I guess I sympathize with what she feels.
Yeah, I can understand.
It's messing with her business. It's messing with her brand. As a brand now, young lady, who wants to do business with you when you are being so irresponsible about a court order? Period.
Might I add though, 50 Cent wasn't trying to pay Rick. Was it Rick? Remember there was some Rick Ross and there was a sex tape. 50 Cent did the same thing. Yo, I rock with 50 Cent. He's a hilarious person. He should have a talk show himself. But I like everyone's doing the same thing and we're all pointing fingers like you're in the wrong. You did the same thing.
Yeah, 50. But we don't hear about 50 Cent going on. How many years has this been now? We've been covering this story for over 2 years. This happened 3 years ago. Young lady, send him $5 a month. Cash App him or something, call the clerk, come out with a payment plan, do something, get this man quiet so that we're not looking at you side-eye for no reason.
And you know what, Tierra, absolutely right. I'm just telling you from personal experience, I was sued by somebody and the amount, the person won a default judgment because I was just so over the situation, I didn't go to court. So they won a default judgment and the amount was far beyond whatever damage I had caused. And this thing was just a friend said to me, because I was the same way. I did not want to pay. I was like, bitch, they're going to have to find me. I ain't paying it. And then a friend said to me, she said, Q, maybe it's just the cost to make it go away and to get your peace back. And when I looked at it that way, it definitely was worth it. Tierra, stop looking at it about you giving 50 Cent something and him getting a win. That's ego. You're paying to get your life back. Right. And it's worth it.
He's controlling the narrative. All right, y'all. Quick commercial break. We'll be back with more tea after this. Welcome back to TGIF. Shout out to all the soulmates in the chat, keeping it popping. I see y'all there. All right, y'all. Let's get into this Khloe Kardashian story. We haven't talked about her for a while. We've had a little break from Khloe and Tristan. Check out what Khloe Kardashian said about Tristan Thompson in a recent interview. Khloe said, I still think he's a great guy. And a great dad. He's just not the guy for me. Better late than never. What are your thoughts on Khloe finally coming to her senses? And what do you think was the final straw? Sigh, baby? I don't know. What y'all think?
I'm tired of being embarrassed, but I will say this. I commend her because you got a kid with this person. You know what I'm saying? And I am the product of a mother who talked bad about my father, and it creates issues and it creates dynamics with children when one parent talks bad about the other. There are a lot of bad things that girl could say about that boy. She don't cry a lot and experience a lot of heartache, and that ain't how she feels because none of what he did is indicative of a good person. But she said what a mother is supposed to say about the man that she sired a child with.
All right, cool. Al, what do you think?
I'm not convinced she's over him. This is just a gut feeling to me. I feel like she's trying to save face. I think she tried to divert us with the Trey Song situation, but she saw that kind of like backfired and no one was checking for her and Trey Songs dating or going out to dinner together. I think that Tristan still holds a very special part and place in her heart. And I think listen, I think they're probably going to get back together. That's just something is telling me that they're going to get back together. And if they don't, it's because she's probably courting another tall, black athlete.
You know what sucks when you're like a celebrity like that? You can't have the grace and the peace to kind of like do what your heart desires. Everything has to be how it looks to the public. You know what I mean? Like we're all human. Right. We've all had issues with our people. And imagine where you can't do anything without you being criticized by millions of people. You know what I mean? I'm not defending her, but just humanity, you know? It just, it's gotta suck when your heart's in one place and you can't do it because the fans or what the world is gonna think.
It's right. The cost. It's the cost of doing business. You know what I'm
but
saying?
But you know what?
I always tell people, if you want a regular life that and the luxuries that regular people have, go be a librarian.
But yeah.
The Kardashians, though, Claudia, the Kardashians, though, have built a billion-dollar brand on perception, right? So they have to live in that space that they created in order to live the life that they lead, right? So, of course, she's going to be under the pressures of outside influence of what all the fans and all the comments and all the likes and dislikes about what she does and when she does it and around her men. But Khloé has a track record. So whether it's likes or not likes or comments or fan pressure or whatever, she has a track record. And the track record is not so good in picking the right man that treats and respects her the way she deserves.
I totally feel what you're saying, but I guess my superpower is putting myself in the other person's shoes, right? And I'm not defending the Kardashians, I'm defending humans.
Right.
Like everyone that comments that nobody knows, the secretary, the person that works in human resources, the person that's a telemarketer, they get to be so judgmental. Oh, I would never. She's dumb. Meanwhile, because of the nature of their jobs, we don't know how many times they've brought the same bad guy back in their lives or forgiven. And the people in the comments always come off as they're so goddamn perfect and they would never. How do we know that? You know what I mean? It's easy to sit there and act like, oh, she's dumb, she's this, when the average person doesn't have the scrutiny. When you have the lights on you, you just, you know, it's an unrealistic expectation of perfection. Like, you're supposed to always get it right.
I'll say this, though. She would be a damn fool if she went out and got the same type of guy.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to blanket all athletes and entertainers with the same stroke of a brush. But let's face it, y'all, when you go out and get athletes and entertainers, more times than not, you know what I'm saying? This is just what comes with it. If you ask any basketball wife, any football wife, they literally be content and give other the new wags. This is just what comes with it. It's what comes with it. So if you don't want to run the risk of dealing with that, get you a different kind of man. Go get you a Hollywood producer, movie producer. Go get you a plastic surgeon. Go get you a man cut from a different cloth and maybe you will have a different outcome.
All right, y'all. A Black man, Christian Toby Abumsili, was reportedly stabbed to death by his OnlyFans model girlfriend, Courtney Taylor, who is white. And what police believe was a domestic dispute on April 3rd. Now, instead of Taylor being arrested for stabbing this Black man to death, the Baker Act was put into place, which provides emergency medical health services and temporary detention for people who are impaired because of a mental illness. According to reports, either Taylor or someone who has access to her OnlyFans account has been posting content since the incident. Now, Taylor was released on bond and sent to a mental facility. Al, what are your thoughts on this?
Claudia, I'm so torn on this one. I promise you. You know, because TMZ just released a video of her being taken out of the condo and she had blood all over her clothes. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we understand that she's getting treated a little bit different on the death of this Black man, but let's talk a little bit about the Black man, all right? The Black man, we know, we've looked at his tweets, and let me read you some of his tweets. He doesn't like Black women.
Yep.
His tweets from March 28th, the way Black girls disgrace themselves on TV is horrible. He tweeted that in March. In January, he said, can't believe one of my followers think I talk to Black girls when I don't. Never. Another tweet. One of my followers think Black girls are born knowing how to shake their ass. Honestly, I don't care anything about Black women. They're gross to me. So a racist, a colorist, tweeting derogatory things about Black women. I don't know if karma is a you know what, but the woman that he wanted, the type of woman that he wanted, now has him laying in the morgue.
I cannot believe that.
Poetic justice to me. The only point that I wanted to make aside from that, do y'all think when somebody like just stabbed somebody like that and still got the blood and stuff on them and then go get on social media, that it is some type of mental break? And I'm not trying to excuse what she did, but that to me reeks of like they snapped and something's going on.
Well, you know, they interviewed their friends because they have a friend group that's been hanging out. They interviewed the neighbors that live across from them. And they all admit that they've had a very challenging relationship. Like it's very combative. They were very surprised to hear that, you know, he would ever do anything to the point where she felt like she needed to pull out a knife and stab him. They all did agree that they felt like they never saw that coming, but they have seen them verbally accost each other and fight and fuss. But in this case, I'm never going to be on your side for you to degrade Black women and date a white woman and feel like,
if you can't get along with your mate and you're fighting like that, just leave them. There's other people. There's, 7 billion people in the world. Please leave them. Both lives are ruined. All right, y'all. Fantastic show. Listen, we'll be off next week. We'll be playing a best of. We'll have a fantastic time. I want to thank my co-hosts, Al Reynolds and Funky.Eva, for joining us tonight. Thank you for watching us on YouTube. Stay tuned for The House. We'll see y'all in a week, but tune in for the best of, y'all. Have a good time, y'all. See you later.
Good night.
Night, soulmate.